And it's through your hard work, and I've seen it, and I want to thank you for it. It's from your heart, through your hard work, that we've been able to bring members from both sides of the aisle to the table. And what we've done is we've been able to change the conversation. And we've been able to change the conversation from burden to opportunity, and from fear to hope, and from obstruction to action. Stopping climate change is not about politics, it is about survival. Advocates who have organized the Citizens Climate Lobby, 335 chapters across the country and across the globe. More of our colleagues and leaders at every level of government, Jake talked about this and he's right, every level of government are coming to understand that the time for hesitation on these issues is over. And I'd like to offer my sincere gratitude to my co-chair, Representative Carlos Curbelo. Stepping forward. Together, as representatives from the state of Florida, we are committed to making climate solutions a reality. Why? Because climate challenges are already a reality in our state. In South Florida, the rate of sea level rise outpaces the global average tenfold. The high water mark jumps 1 inch per year. High tides are flooding our neighborhoods. The limestone peninsula of Florida is porous and it's vulnerable to flooding that cannot be stopped just with levees and pumps. Rising seas threaten to ruin large boats and inland docks, to put hundreds of miles of canals, many of them in my district, to put them at risk and to cut off transit lanes for goods traveling through our ports in South Florida. We entered this process together with our eyes wide open to the difficult nature of these topics in Washington. Because the politics, and let's be clear, we've seen the challenges back home, but the politics aren't easy, and the policy isn't easy. But we are committed to bridging the divide to make climate solutions a reality. We have to fight through skepticism. We have to fight through denial. And it's interesting, in philosophical terms, skepticism can be summarized as a theory that certain knowledge is impossible. Certain knowledge is just impossible. Now, suggesting that it's impossible to understand that our climate is changing, or suggesting that it's impossible to know the impact of delaying reduction of carbon in our atmosphere, or suggesting that it is impossible to know that the status quo means the destruction of our world, does not qualify as skepticism. We have the evidence. We have the knowledge, we need the action. We can no longer wait and let those who will profit in the short term steal from our future in the long term. That's why Congressman Curbelo and I launched this caucus, and we're off to a good start. We have, I don't say 16 members, but I happen to know as I was walking in, and then as confirmed from earlier from the podium, we now have 18 members. And she told me she had a great meeting. She's going to find a Republican to join with her so that we can get to 20. And that's the first bipartisan dialogue on climate solutions in our history. Through this caucus, we'll continue to lift up the innovations of the technology companies that will unlock the potential of alternative, sustainable energy sources. We will continue to seek out the policies that will drive our economy toward clean jobs and new opportunities that will benefit the entire economy. And we will lift up the voices of our constituents who who know that climate change is a most dangerous threat, but we cannot do it without you. Our work so far and our plans for making climate solutions a priority in Congress are wholly dependent, and I feel really good about what I'm about to say, given what I'm about. Our success is wholly dependent on your energy, your passion, and your commitment. Change presents. I look forward to joining you in that effort. I look forward to expanding this movement. I look forward to showing that the United States Congress is not broken beyond repair. Yes. I look forward to turning climate solutions into law and policy that will drive a sustainable future for us, for our children, and for our planet. Thank you.
Somebody say passion? Wow.
Congressman Deutsch, if the success of this effort is dependent on the passion, commitment, and enthusiasm of this crowd, I think we've got it lit. I would just like Marshall Saunders to come up for a minute and meet Congressman Deutsch. Marshall Saunders